Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, I want to speak about a certain halacha that's nageya to every single person, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Tomorrow is Pesach Sheni. What's the halacha and what's the inyan? And what are the different ideas that are behind the inyan of Pesach Sheni? So let's start number one with the Makor. Where does Pesach Sheni come from? What's it going to do with us? What are we meant to do? What are we not meant to do? And more importantly, what does it represent? So the Torah in Bamidbar Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes says, very simple like this, Ishkiyeh tomei lenefesh v'derech l'choyke lochem, oyvedoy v'seichem, v'osa pesach l'ashem v'choydesh ha'sheni, ba'ar v'osa yoyim bein ha'abayim yasu oysoy, k'chol chukas ha'pesach yasu oysoy, says the Torah, there were members of Klal Yisrael that were tomei at the time of Pesach, or they were far away from Yerushalayim. They were unable to come to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach to participate in what Klal Yisrael were doing when it came to Pesach on the regular Zman of the Yontav of Pesach. The Torah gave them a second chance. And the Torah gave them a second chance because they came to complain. We'll speak about that in a moment. But they came to complain and they said, Lomanigoro, why are we worse than everybody else? You know, yeah, we were Tomei. Yeah, we were far away from Yerushalayim. We weren't able to come up to the Beis HaMikdash. But we also want a chelek in Korban Pesach. And therefore, because of that, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them something so unique, something that we don't find in many other areas of Torah HaKadosha, that there's a second chance to fulfill the mitzvah, even when it's not the regular Zman. What's the pshat? So number one, number poshet. Any onus, any person that was Tomei for whatever reason, Tomei Meis, and he had an onus, he couldn't be here, Derech Rechoika, the halacha is, he has the din of Pesach Sheni. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Pei, Mishosha Mitzvah, what is this yesod? This mitzvah Pesach Sheni, where do we find such a thing? Says the Chinuch, and Gavol the Gazach, the Chinuch explains like this, we all know this from Pesach. Pesach, especially Leil Seder, is the Zman, the one time in the year of Chizuk for the Emunah and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the time when we speak about the Nisim and the Nifloyos that the Ribbono Shel Olam did for us. Therefore, since the importance of Pesach is such that a person is Mechazik his Emunah for the entire year, the Ribbono Shel Olam took the Chinuch. Let me quote you the Lashon of the Chinuch. He could Rabbi Shalani wanted every single person to have a chelik, a part, and not to miss out on this gewaldige zman that a person can mechazik in his bitochen and in his emunah in the Rabbi Shalom. And therefore, if he wasn't able to do it on Pesach Rishon, regular Pesach, because he had noinus, we allow him to do it on Pesach Sheni. By the way, there's an interesting shaila. What would be the halacha if the Beis HaMikdash was built between the first Pesach and the second Pesach, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So there's actually a machlokes tanoim. If Pesach Sheni will still happen, if the Beis HaMikdash is built now, before Pesach Sheni, come on, even though right, it's Pesach Sheni, but there is a shaila, a machlokes tanoim. Al kaponim. It's brought down. It's brought down in the Svar Magdush. Mishloach HaKadosh brings down that a person on Pesach Sheni, which is what we're doing now, should learn the halachas of the Inyonim, like we know from every other mitzvah. Also, that a person should be Oisik in that mitzvah, the Zman of the mitzvah. Now, you'll ask me a shaila. What's the Hebrew date? Yud Dalet Ia. So you'll tell me, hold on a second, I have a shaila for you. Why are we doing Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet Ia? Shouldn't it be on Tesvov, which is really when we ate the Korban Pesach and we were Oisikin, Sifi and Sitz Mitzrayim B'chulei? What's the chat? It's about the Kakasha. Who has the Kasha? The Yainitz. Says the Yainitz, I'm going to tell you something that was Megala to me from Shamayim. Something that no ever person ever said in his lifetime. This was never said before, says the Yaitz. What's the pshat after Yud Dalet Iyah? We do Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow, Pesach Sheni. What's the pshat, Yud Dalet? So it comes along the Yaitz and says an unbelievable pshat, Rabbi Sai. Listen carefully. Says the Yaitz like this. We know that when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they took food, matzah, charora, they took all sorts of things with them. They had enough supply to last for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, they had a su'udah, and that was the end. The day's finished. The nace of taking out all of the things from Yetzias Mitzrayim is finished. And when is that? On Yudalit. They left on Yudalit, and therefore Yudalit Iyar is the Zman. And that's why there could be a case of Pesach Sheni on Yudalit Iyar. That's reason number one, says the Yaitz. Reason number two, in an Uber year, right? 1 second. In a year that we have an extra month, so we know that Nisan really could be Adar, and Iyar could be Nisan. And therefore, this really could have been the actual Zman of Pesach. Now, why do we call it Pesach Sheni? Obviously, because Pesach Rishon is the first one, the Ikar. This is Pesach Sheni. In some Sfarim, they call it Pesach Cotton. Why? Number one, because there are less halachas, right? Much more makel we are tomorrow than we were a month ago. That we know. That's a double portion. Pesach was a tremendous amount of halachas. Tomorrow, there aren't that many halachas, as we know. And reason number two is there's only one day. Is it a Yom Tov or is it not a Yom Tov? Tomorrow, Rabbi Yitzchak, Pesach Sheni. Is it a Yom Tov? Is it not a Yom Tov? So I'm going to bring you a Rashi. Rashi says over there, right over there in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, Rashi says, Pesach Sheni, Ein Shem Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov. However, there's an unbelievable Medrash. Says the Medrash, Budan Yalkut Shemayim, Omar Rabbi Levi, Bechol Chodesh, Bechodesh, Bechayitz, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein Yisrael Moed V'nisa Nosan Nehem Pesach V'iyya Nosan Nehem Pesach Sheni. According to the Medrash, on every single month during the summer, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give us a Yom Tov. So very nice. In this time he gives us Pesach. What does he give us during Iyya? He gives us Pesach Sheni. So it comes out to feed the Medrash. Pesach Sheni could be actually a bit of a Yom Tov. The Yaivitz's Loshin is it's a Yom Tov Shel Divrayim. Very interesting to show this Rabbi Tzai. There's a many minhagim that go on during Pesach Sheni. Obviously we know we don't say Tachnun in the most kehillas. The Chidah says a person should be Yarav B'Ksas B'Simcha Ki Kodosh Hayoyim. What do you say? Tomorrow. Ki Kodosh Hayoyim. A person should be Yarav B'Simcha. The Maram Ash, Tamidich Sam Sofer, would eat a cooked egg on Leil Tezvov like people eat on Leil Pesach. There's a minhag from the Munkatcha, the minhag from the Mincha Seloza. That he used to eat in the Sudan, he used to say, Aduhu Yibne Beisa Bekorah. That was the song that we all sing at the end of the Leil Seder, and he would sing it tomorrow during the Sudan. Many of the Sfadim, what they do is they go to the cave of Rabbi Meir Balanet in Tiberia, and in Antoira, and they light candles, like Ba'omer, what they're doing to Rabbi Shimon. The Maizah some didn't like it. The old Minigan Sfas was on Pesach Sheni. The whole shtot, the whole Sfas, right? Men, women and children would all go to the tzion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, and they would light candles, and they were done by his kever dafka on Pesach Sheni. As long as the minik in Sfas. Now what's the minik for us? What are we going to be doing? What are we going to be doing on Pesach Sheni? So let me tell you, very, very simple. Now look at it like this. The minik in most people in Klal Yisrael, now again, there are people that didn't have this minik, but the minik of most people on Pesach Sheni tomorrow, Yud Dalet Iyar, what we do is we eat matzah. We matzah. What's the reason? Number one, zecher of the Korban Pesach, Korban Sheni. Number two, also the Medrash. The Medrash that we mentioned, that the Yaitz told us that we finished the food, and it finished today, 30 days after they left Mitzrayim, therefore we eat the matzah. Right? Ask the Mepharishim, right, and the Mekuti Marich, and others as well. Why are you eating matzah, Yud Dalet Iyar? What's the zecher? It was eaten on the Tesbov Nissan. What's it going to do with Yud Dalet? Right? That's a good kasha. Came along the Kli Chemda with a gevaldig pshat, Parshas Veschana. Says the Kli Chemda, and he brings over there the Avnei Neza that asked the same kasha. And he says, you're right. We have a chashash of Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif means don't add to the mitzvahs. If the Rebbeinu Shalom says to take four minim on sukkahs, don't take five. If the Rebbeinu Shalom says wear four parshas and it's finished alosh, don't wear five. Don't be moisif to the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, came along the Kli Chemda and he brings out the Nezer that says the Pshat. That we're taking choshes for Bal Tosif. So to eat matzah during the years of Shaila of Bal Tosif. However, Shaloi Bezmana, when you eat something, when you do a mitzvah of Shaloi Bezmana, you need to have kavoda for there to be a Shaila of Bal Tosif. However, if it's Bezman, even Shaloi Bekavoda is already a problem about Tosif. Therefore, they were kaveh dafkan Yud Dalet Iyar and Olam Tesvov.
it says Bovis Kitilu Azman, and Zman a finish of the Kabana, the Shaila Bal Tosif. And that's what the Kaveh, Dafka on Yud Dalit. That the Chazon Ish did not have this minute. For example, the Chazon Ish would not eat matzah on Lel Seda, on Lel, Pesach Sheni. I personally was once by the home of Hagoyin HaGadol, who visited Olaf Shlita on Pesach Sheni, and I did notice in the kitchen over there, I took a peek, there was matzah for lunch. Akapanim, seems that the meaning over there was Taka, yeah. The river is Ephraim from America, from Memphis, Talmud of Moshe. He tainis that it's a meaning of Hasidim, which is not our meaning. But again, there's nothing harm for a person to do it. Let's continue. Simply you see it's Mitzrayim. Tomorrow, are you going to get up in the morning and open the Haggadah and start being Masapeh of the Yisias Mitzrayim of all the Nisim and the first of the Rebbeinu Shalom? Comes along the Mishnah Psochim. That's Tani Heyamanah. Says the Gemara Psochim, says the Mishnah Psochim. What's the Nafgamina between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Says the actual Mishnah that Pesach Rishon, Baliro Baliyamata. You know, let's have chometz. You can't have chometz in your house. Whereas Pesach Sheni, we're not marked on such a thing. Nafgamina number one. Nafgamina number two. Pesach Rishon requires halal. Pesach Sheni does not require halal. What about Sifri Yisrael Mitzrayim? Is there any Indian tomorrow to get up and say Sifri Yisrael Mitzrayim? Lemaisa, Mashma from the Mishnah that ever mentioned this is one of the Nafkaminas? Is it? You have to. Comes along the Svasemes and says no. Because Lemaisa, there's no halal, Lemaisa, there's no Sifri Yisrael Mitzrayim. Ask the Pnei Menachem! Ah! Zut the Pnei Menachem Amoyed Kikasha. Why is there Sifri Yisrael Mitzrayim? Anybody that didn't Mekayim based out on the first one, he has to do Mesivis Yisrael in the second one. And the main time is that the Etzem Zach that you're making a Pesach Sheni, that's already the Sifri Yisrael Mitzrayim. You don't need more than that. Now, at least I want to end with an Inyan of Pesach Sheni, which I think is something very, very choshu for our lives that we can take out of this Inyan, apart from the Gavaldigim in Hogim and the Yisoyzis of Pesach Sheni, it was Koveya for those people that were owners. I think there's something that we can gain from understanding the Yisoyzis behind why the Rabboni Shalom was Koveya this Yom Tov for them. So the Torah tells us like this. They came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi said, listen carefully to the Lashon HaPasuk, I quote, Vayi anoshim asher hoyu tmeim lenefesh odom, v'lo yochlu la'asos es ha-pesach, v'yakrivu lefei Moshe ve'aroi, v'yoyimu anoshim, anachnu tmeim lochem lenefesh odom, loma nigora levilti hakeves ha-korban Hashem. Why are we worse than them? Rabbi said, I'll say, kasha. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, Pesach, what do you have to do? Go from Pesach. And if you tell me, you're not allowed to bring the Pesach. What was their complaint? They come after Pesach and they say, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're the Tomei. We weren't able to offer the Korban Pesach. We want to be like everybody else, Lama Nigora. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? That's it. And like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kriveya, and Pesach Sheni Dafka for them. The Shayt is, what's the Yisod over here? What's the Yisod over here? The Yisod over here is a tremendous Yisod of voice that some of you can understand. And that is like this. Chazal tell us, Oynis Rachmono Patri. That means, a person can have an Oynis and he's Potter. For example, a person needs to come to morning Seder. No, needs to get in at 9:30 for morning Seder. He has a tremendous headache, a migraine. He can't move off the bed. His head is stuck to the pillow like it was in the last 3 days. So he has a shayla. The Rosh Hashiva comes up and says, where have you been? He says, what do you mean? I have a headache. I have a migraine. I'm sick. I can't get my head off its velcro that's stuck to the pillow. Right? He's an oinus. Okay. He's an oinus. He's Potter. Right? Just imagine if you went to university. You go to college. So you sign up for one of the degrees that you want to take. You're all excited to go. First day of the Zman. First day of the university course that you're taking. You have a chasana. One of your best friends, Mamash. Unbelievable friend of yours. She said, listen, I'd love to go to the course, but I've got to go to my friend, right? Well, the chasana, it's a mitzvah. No, it's not. Okay, so he goes to the chasana. The next two Shevet Brochas, he's invited to speak. He says, listen, I've got to speak. I've got to prepare the speech. Okay, I'll go to the course afterwards. After that, he's not well for a couple of days. 3 days later, his parents tell him, we need to see you, I haven't seen you for a whole week, you've got to come back. Mamash Kibbutz of Aim is a tremendous mitzvah. So he goes back. Rabbi Yisai, after 4 months of this course, he's not entered one day. Why?
Every single day he had the best excuse. Unbelievable, it was a chafka, it was a mitzvah, it was a bed, amazing excuse. He ended the year basically not going to one class. But he had a good excuse. He goes after to the, where is the charge over there? He says, I'd like my certificate, please. The certificate, you never showed up. I said, what do you mean? I had an amazing excuse. We did the chasana, this is it. He said, very nice. All the excuses in the world. Very beautiful. But the maestro didn't pass the course. He didn't do it. That's what he did. The maestro, the Yisrael Rabbi Yitzchak of Pesach Sheni is, you can have all the excuses in the world. And they had the best excuse in the world. What was their excuse? Tommy. No bigger excuse than that. And yet they came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nikara, we want to do it still. We want to still be the one to go along and we want to be back with the Korah. We missed it. We had an amazing excuse. They could have turned around and said, ah, big deal. We missed it. All right. No. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nikara, we want to be like them. We missed it, but we want to continue. We want to do it. That's the Yisrael. One of the Hasidic Rebbe said it was mamash like tshuva. He said it over, but one of the teachers, he said you can have a person that's molei aveiros. He's pashut tomei from aveiros. He's far from the Torah, far from Emunah. A person can come along and say, I'm far from Yerushalayim, I'm far from HaKadosh Baruch, I'm far from Emunah, I might as well give up now. Oh, but we learn from this parasha at Beisai, that if a person can have all the excuses, and maybe you're right, you maybe have all the excuses. Oh, but the Maisa, if a person has this rotzen, lo manigoro, why should I be worse? It's shayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to convey a Pesach Sheni all over again. That means it's shayach for a person to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, however far you are, wherever you're holding. Over the mice, if a person has this attitude of lo manigoro, so then he can accomplish a tremendous, tremendous amount. The slowing down that we know that during Sfiris or Omer, a person had to work in himself every single day. In a different oifen, Ben Adon HaChaveyu, we spoke about Akoponim, every day a person went to work on it. Says Rav Tzadok HaKoyin, if a person until today didn't work on anything, push it nothing, comes Pesach Sheni. If he has this attitude of Loma Nigara, he can climb up the ladder and be exactly the same as everybody else that's been working on it. Here's your chance. But the chance has to be that you have the attitude of Loma Nigara. You can have an excuse, but keep on trying. I want to tell you two stories. Two unbelievable stories. Story number one is a Maitreya Shachar. They're real stories. Story number one was like this. There was a young Jewish fellow in Columbia University many years ago. From time to time, he would participate in certain outreach programs on the campus that they had. One year, when he went back to Columbia University, when many years after he had graduated, he went back for a Shabbaton to be involved in the outreach program over there. On Friday night, Rabbi Sike, Maestro Shahoya, Friday night, he's sitting at the table with some of the best and the most brightest students of Columbia University. There were also a number of mentally retarded children in attendance as well that were brought by an organization called Yachad that was obviously to help mentally disabled children. They were also there at the same time. And the young man was telling everybody in the audience that every single Jew has his role in life. Just like two letters of the Torah cannot touch one another, no Jew can infringe on the purpose and mission of another Jew. Every Jew has his role and was sent down to this world for his position and for his purpose in this world. Just then, at that moment, a 17-year-old Yachad boy, mentally ill boy, Nebuch, raised his hand, said, I have a question. He said, what's my role? I'm a mentally disabled person. I cannot do anything. What's my role? Just then, the boy who said that started to cry. Within moments, the entire place, the entire campus was in tears. Nobody knew what to say to him. It was a very powerful question. Thinking quickly, this fellow who was giving this speech came up with an unbelievable answer. He said, you know what your role is? I'll tell you what your role is. You made people think. You made people cry. You touched people. That's your role. That's an amazing question. A week later, just 1 week later, the young man received a phone call. The 17-year-old boy from Yachad had got up one morning, told his mother he wasn't feeling well, and he died a couple of hours later. So this boy who gave the speech went over to the Menachem Oval, the parents. He went to the Shiva. Before he had a chance to say anything, the father said, "You know something? My son fulfilled his role. He asked his question. Maybe that was the reason why he was sent down in this world." It's a very powerful story, Rabbi Sen. It gives a person a little bit of food for thought to realize what we're doing with it. Let me just tell you one more Maisa. A Maisa Shahoya. Maisa Shahoya. There was a very top executive that worked in a middle-level management company, but a prestigious company. But he devoted his life to this company. He literally gave his life over for the company. He gave his heart and soul into the company. He invested all his time, his effort, everything into the company. One day, he walks into the office, and they told him, "I'm sorry to tell you, but the entire company is closing down. We're liquidating everything. You have 2 hours to pack your bags and leave." He couldn't believe it. He was one of the top people there. He didn't know anything about this. Everything was kept under, you know, secret behind closed doors. They finished the company. Everybody had to leave and everybody had to come out. So everybody packed their bags, as sad as it was. They put a security guard by the front door to make sure that nobody should take stationery or items that belong to the company. So as they went out, they started checking people. And as this fellow, one of the executive managers of the company, left, see, I have this whole box of all his belongings and his files and whatever he had. So he starts to walk out. The security guard says, "Excuse me, sir, I need to check that box, please, to make sure you don't have anything from the company." So the executive spun around when he heard that. He put down his box. He ripped open his shirt and he revealed his chest. And he said like this, "You want to see what belongs to the company?" he said, pounding to his chest. This right here belongs to the company," he said. "I gave 30 years to the company. I put my life and my soul into this company. You turn around to me now and you ask me, did I steal 3 pencils? I gave my life, my family, my kids, my grandchildren, everything for this company. And you worried about 3 pencils. And he was so upset. And it bothered him that for all the years he was putting into something that was nothing, he could have made so much more of his family, of everything else, of his learning, but he gave it into the company, which afterwards threw it back into his face. Rabbi, the Yisrael of Pesach Sheni is Loma Nigora. A person has to realize, so many times we can have an excuse, it wasn't my fault, it was my third grade Rebbe, it was my parents, it was this, it was his fault, it was his fault, and we can have all the excuses in the world, but you won't get the certificate at the end. It might be a beautiful excuse. You're not so bright, I haven't got a good memory, I haven't got a this, I haven't got a... all the excuses. But if you come with the yesod of Loma Nigora, if you come with the fact that I still want to try, I want to get there, I want to do something, and if they cut the Rabboni Shlonim could be Be'ez HaShem, Kiveya, a whole yontif for these people that didn't want to be missed out like everybody else, and Be'ez HaShem with Siyata Dishmaya, we should use the Beit HaShem for the Muslim, the Rabboni Shlonim should give us all a tremendous Siyata Dishmaya to fulfill all of our potential.